Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, he's there. The devil is a liar. He's the father of lies. Everything he's ever told you before this morning, he's lied. But you shall have peace. You shall have joy. You shall enjoy the fruit of your labor. And mother, the devil is a liar. Your sons and your daughters shall be saved, set free, and delivered. Because when he shook your belly, the Bible says that the fruit of your womb is blessed. Oh, you need to speak it out of your mouth right now. Say it now. Because the Lord has shaken me again, I'm alive in my spirit. I'm alive in my mind. I'm alive to the things of God. The word of God is coming alive in me right now. I'm alive. I shall not die, but live to declare the glory of God. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. Hey, I will rejoice and be glad. Hey, come alive in your spirit. Hey, come on. Oh, I feel it. I feel like I'm calling somebody from a deep cave this morning. Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on, the Lord got your hand. He's leading you this morning out of the depression from yesterday. Huh? Thank you, Jesus. He's leading you out of your prison sheets. He's leading you out of every defeat. The devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. Satan, the Lord rebuke you today. He's shaking me again. Hey! Come alive! Come on. Up. You're going through this day with the victory. You're going through this day with power. You're going through this day under the anointing. You're not going through defeated. Wherever you are, woman, wherever you are, man, woman, if you're in the kitchen with the children, while you're fixing the breakfast, while you're combing your hair, while you're putting your clothes on, man, stop right there and give him the glory. Give him the glory. Give God the glory. Because when praise
track this morning. Hey, you on the exercise equipment today. He's shaking you again. He's shaking you again. The Lord God Almighty, He's shaking you again. Hey, hey. Oh, I know you can feel it. 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 I know you can feel the glory of the Lord. I know the Lord is speaking to you this morning. Oh God, that man in the prison, that woman behind the prison door, the devil may have thought he got you incarcerated, but the devil ain't got your mind, the devil ain't got your spirit. Freedom in the spirit. Hey, come along, come along. He's right there. He's right there. He's right there. He's shaking you again. Shake us again. Shake us again. Only you can. Shake us again. Shake us again, every church. Shake us again, every hospital. Only you can. Shake us again. Shake us again. Shake us again. Only you can. Only you can.
You all this morning. I just thank God for you all. Thank you all for answering the call. Amen. Thank you for answering the call. Not too many is answering this call. Amen. But at the end of the day, I thank you all for answering this call. Hopefully to this morning, I'll be able to help you to continue to strengthen your prayer life, to strengthen your prayer life. Father, we thank you as we come this morning and commune into intercessory and into prayer within you, God. We just want to give you the praise and give you the glory. We're starting off this morning and starting off this, my God, today, as we begin to command our day and also command our morning, begin to speak things that it needs to be and is going to be according to your will. That way, as I begin to walk on today, I don't see devastation. I don't see oppositions. I don't see different things that might want to come my way, even the attacks of the enemy. All I see is, my God Almighty, that your will is being done and everything is going to work out for the goodness of you pertaining to my life. So, God, I thank you as we're going to continue to excel in you. You're going to continue to pour inside of us, and you're going to continue doing what you do within us. Amen. Amen. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Listen, I want to ask some questions tonight, this morning. With you all, there's a couple of us, and we're just going to have a small group setting, amen, in a few minutes. But I want to teach you a little something as we begin to deal with prayer and also the things that I've been doing pertaining to sending you all these messages 3 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning. I think some of you already know if you done been with Pastor for a little while, we used to be in this very heavy, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, into intercessory prayer and building individuals up in prayer. But one thing I do know that because of the pandemic, it's so many people trying to get back going, and I don't want to cause a major collision with people mentally, so that's why gradually we're trying to re-jumpstart that part of your spiritual part and that part of your natural mind as well. And that's the reason why I send these texts out 3 o'clock and 4 o'clock in the morning and different things, because what if you up or if you semi up, what you're going to do, you're going to begin to read. And as you read in these texts, what it calls your mind to do, your natural mind, to be alert, amen, to be alert. And these are the things to where I'm really just trying to help individuals to get into another form of prayer. Now, another form of prayer that we are dealing with, we're not dealing with just a form of prayer because I'm getting up 3 o'clock and 4 o'clock in the morning and begin to intercede. No. Another form of prayer is a prayer that you are not setting a schedule or you setting a time for. This is the reason why I have not even sent out different things to individuals to let you know at this time, I will be on next week. But on this week, I really want you to get alert or get in tune with the Spirit of the Lord and get in tune with the Spirit pertaining to you. And one thing about God, he does things sporadic on the moment. And the thing that we really have to understand now, we could talk to him throughout the day. We set up our own times. We do all these different things, to talk to the Lord once we get up. So basically, a lot of us, we begin to go into prayer and we begin to pray once our flesh or once our body done had its rest or it unhad its proper or whatever we doing that is suitable or suitable for me. In other words, it's really not a struggle. It's really not a strain. I just can't sleep the night, so I just went ahead and prayed. That's what I'm talking about. I can't sleep. I just went ahead and prayed. Or, when I get up at this certain time, I'm going to have my time set, then I begin to pray. I'm going to pray as I go to work, or I'm going to pray when I do this here. So basically what's going on, that means you got a lot of control. The question is, what do God have into this relationship? You have a lot of control, but do God have something? Other words, you didn't feel like getting up at 2 o'clock in the morning, but yet and still the Holy Ghost began to nudge you and say, let's intercede, let's pray. The Father wants you to talk to him. Amen. We cannot be selfish in this prayer thing, and this is why a lot of people are good communicator prayers. Amen. They are not effective, but they're good communicators. Other words, they'll communicate. They'll talk to them. Amen. That is not building a good, healthy prayer life. That's building a one-sided prayer life. That's a prayer life that the individual that just have for their needs, pertaining to them, for their confidence level. So whenever they feel like talking, they're going to be able to talk. Or they feel like praying, they're going to feel like they're just going to go ahead and pray. Go ahead and pray. But what about you putting yourself to the side and sacrificing yourself, even though you just want to get these next 2 or 3 more hours, but yet the Spirit of the Lord woke me up and want me to intercede, want me to talk. Amen. And this is where your spirit has to be sensitive to the Spirit of the Lord, these areas right here. And these are the components, a couple of components, to where you can build a strong and you can build a healthy prayer life walking with the Lord to where it is effective, where it is effective. Amen. Amen. This week, my time's been changing. You know, one night I was up 2 o'clock in the morning interceding. Next thing you know, here you go 3:30. Then next thing you know, it was about 4 o'clock. You know, today was like 3:58, 4 o'clock. That's when I sent the text to you all, to the family, and just let them know because why? I want your brains to begin to be alert. And this is where you could begin to spill a good, strong relationship and a good walk with the Lord and a good, amen? So you've given up something. You've given up something. You sacrifice it. Present yourself as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto the Lord. And that's basically what we are doing. We are presenting ourselves as a living sacrifice. It's not about my how comfortable that is making me or when I want or when I want to do it or different things like that. Amen. Everyone, I'm pretty sure everyone has a prayer life once they're up. I'm pretty sure everyone has a prayer life once you go through things. I'm pretty sure everyone has a prayer life when something or different things comes in your way or in your life to where you don't like it and you want to pray against it, or you got something that a need or something that needs to be taken care of. I'm pretty sure everyone has that type of prayer life. Amen. A lot of times when people begin to pray, especially in this late night, and the flesh want to get some rest, is because they sometimes, most of the times, people going through. They're going through some trauma. They're going through some trial. They're going through a very serious matter. They're going through a very serious matter to where they really can't sleep anyways. They really can't. But I got a question. When everything, this is the area that I'm really trying to pull you all, saints of God, out. Amen. Don't just seek God when things is getting rough. Because one thing that I truly know, that when you are ready with him, when regardless of whatever the timing may be, he's going to work everything already out. He's going to work things out when things get rough. He's going to work the oppositions out before you even begin to put a prayer language on it or begin to put a petition down. This situation is already worked out because why? This is how you walk with him. This is your talk. This is the way of life, and that's a core principle to the kingdom, is the way of life. Way of life. Amen? This is the way of life. So if you always come to him when you need something or you're convenient or different things like this and when I want something and stuff like that, but guess what? Whatever man sought, the man shall reap it. So we cannot get upset if God releases things at his own convenience whenever he feel like it. Amen? So when we begin to make these sacrifices, you know, especially begin to train our body, and this is something that mentally you have to get trained, constantly training yourself and you know, training. And this is what Paul said, I had to beat my flesh under suggestion. Amen. So other words, he had to go against with a lot of things that he will love to do or the pleasures that he loved to do. Hey, I love to, you know, I know I got a rough day today. I love to go in and stay in bed to get these 4 more hours. But Lord said, I want to talk to you. Which word is more important? Which one more important, me getting these 4 more hours or me standing up and talking to the Lord? Amen. And the Lord want to talk to you. Other words, he wants you to go ahead and talk to him in them 4 o'clock hours. It's very awesome to even talk to the Lord at this time because why? It's a lot of things pertaining to the world or this end of the world that is ceased down. It's a lot of chatter. It's a lot of movement that's not working. It's a lot of things that's not working. There's a lot of minds that sit. Now, if you begin to effectively even to release prayer in this area right here, it can release it effectively, especially if you petition warfare and different things. Why? Because, number one, these are, you know, the warfare that you are having, even though we're not fighting against flesh and blood, but the enemy do use people. He's using people to make decisions pertaining to you. He's using different things pertaining to people. The same way the enemy is using people is the same way the Lord used people to be a blessing to who? Be a blessing to you. So imagine in this day, imagine in this time where everybody is asleep, their mind is really, you know, their mind is in the spirit realm, and you begin to pray while everybody is in this like Como State, and you begin to intercede in the Holy Ghost and begin to bring warfare while they sleep. While they sleep, by the time individuals wake up and by the time things going to happen, guess what? You've been going to hit the enemy so hard, and folks don't even know why they're doing this, why they're doing that. So a lot of times when God say, hey, I need you to get up at this time, I want you to come talk to me, amen, God be trying to, he's trying to help you to, he helping you because of a petition or the request that you are asking. You know, he asking. God loves to talk to you when all the clutter and all the chatter is out the way. Y'all hear me? He loves to talk to you. Amen? Why are you so busy? Sometimes even my wife, we get so busy. Then sometimes I tell her, hey, just call me back. Amen? Call me back, then we'll go ahead and talk once you get around for all that noise and get around for that. Same thing with God. Amen? So understand this. Yes, we go on, and you're going to see, even though it's going to be feeling tiresome, you're going to feel tired. It's like, ooh, but guess what? As the day go on, you're going to feel you're actually feeling your spirit begin to be strengthened. You're going to actually feel your inner part of you to begin to be strengthened. Y'all hear me? You're going to actually feel it. So I'm going to go into this area right quick, and when we begin to pray, let's go into another area of prayer. Amen. I want you to begin to practice, especially for the rest of this year. Amen. We want to begin to practice. Number one, we don't want to bring petitions to the Lord. Let's not practice for the rest of this year. Let's not bring petitions to the Lord. If you already put a request to him or gave him a request pertaining to an issue, we're going to leave it alone. We're not going to say no more about that request. We're not going to say no more about that petition. Number two, we're not going to bring to him for the rest of this year. Let's go into intercessory prayer without bringing him problems. Problems pertaining to what I'm going through. People don't like me. Who coming up against me? The Holy Ghost, bring thy fire and burn this individual here up, you know, and all this kind of stuff here. Let's get away from that. Let's get away from problems of people and different things. So we want to get away from that. Number three, let's go in there with a repentance heart. Let's go in there into prayer in our first realm of prayer, or our first level. And to prayer, that's basically once we begin to start off into prayer, we want to begin to clean ourselves. We want to begin to clean ourselves. We want to begin to clean our hands. We want the Holy Ghost to reveal to us what's going on within inside of us. We're not worried about who don't like us. We're not worried about who stabbed us in the back. We ain't worried about who done walked up on us and all this kind of stuff here. We ain't getting into all that. We want to get into what have I done. We want to get into a place of apologetics. We want to get into a place to where I'm cleaning my hands, I'm washing myself, amen? We want to get into that place and get into that form of mindset before we even take off into prayer. So at the first stage, you begin to go into a place of a spiritual vocal washing pertaining to you. And we're not bringing with no problems. We're not bringing different things or petitions pertaining to, I need you to go and do this, go over here and fix that, and go over there and fix that and do this, God, and turn this around. Amen. Or bringing ill feelings pertaining to our inner part of us or what someone do. So we're going to get all that. We want the Holy Ghost begin to show us about us. The Bible says if you don't know what to pray for, the Holy Ghost will make intercession for you. He will reveal you things to what to pray for. And I'm telling you, God want to deal with you about you. And when you begin to tackle these areas pertaining to you, you're going to watch your prayer life begin to ascend even further. Amen. Now your prayer life is going to start being effective other than a good communicator. So many people have good communication prayer skills, but yet their prayers are not effective. Amen. And a good communicator is just the individual that talks. They will talk to you and they will communicate with you, but it doesn't mean what they that it's effective. How many of us have been around people that just talk so much? And you'd be like, man, dude, what they say? Be like, I don't know. They just talk so much, and I was just trying to just listen to them going on with them, because if I said something, what's going to happen is they're going to get back into another conversation, another, and I really don't want to be rude to them. Amen? I really don't want to be rude to them. I just want to just go ahead and listen, and that way they can go ahead and talk and move on. Amen? Amen? At the end of the day, even though they talking, getting to you, but they still what? A good communicator. They communicate. So we don't want to be a people just want to sit there and just talk and just sit there and talk and think we've been good, being effective. No, we've been effective according to our own subconscious or just good communicators. No, I want to be effective prayer. I want to have my prayers, or when I communicate, they communicate with purpose. They are effective. Amen. That way it causes things to move, petitions and different things. Things are going to begin to manifest. And you have that same authority. You have that same power. But the first thing, as we begin to communicate with God, especially in the prayer life, first thing you need to also, you need to do evaluate where you at with your relationship with God. That's the area to, that is a great area to where you want to start focus on and interceding where the area you at with the relationship with God. You know, where you at in that status, where what part of phase that you are at, and that's the part of where you just want to go. And sometimes I get in prayer, I don't even have words to say, because why? My prayer is now is in the form of worship. It's in the form of being thankful. It's in the form having a spirit, having a gratitude spirit. But yet, even though I'm in a form of worship, I'm still in the form of prayer, because it's where it's areas in prayer to where you can't just, you can't even say nothing. Your mind is pretty much just talking, and it's talking louder than you, and you can just sit there and don't even say nothing. Amen. So I go into a form of worship, and that's just a form of God. I'm so thankful. I'm thankful for everything. David was a man after his own heart, after God's own heart. Why? Because David was a praying man. He was a praying man. Even when he sat at the harp, the instrument, and he began to play music unto the Lord, he was into a form of prayer. He was into a form of prayer. Amen. So we want to make sure that once we begin to intercede and we go into these areas, number one, we don't want to be the one always in control. Let's not be the one always in control. Amen. Let's get up. That's not on our timing, what we're going to pray for. This is my timing. This is when I'm going to do it. I feel good now. I'm going to be up at 7 o'clock. I've been going through all night. I've been up all night and all this stuff here. You know, listen, the Lord will let you know, hey, I want to talk to you. How you know? All of a sudden, you'll just get up. Sometimes, you know, regardless, if I get up in the middle of the night and go and use the bathroom, before I even go back to sleep, I'm already going into prayer. I'm going into prayer. Amen. Sometimes you could just be laying in the bed and all of a sudden you just wake up. Can't even go back to sleep. Y'all hear me? So instead of we getting on social media at that time, let's go into prayer. Because majority of the times, these are the times the Lord is saying, hey, I want to talk to you now. I want you to talk to me now. I know you were trying to talk to me throughout the day, but it was just so much going on. You were so emotional. You were so hurt. You were just going through so much, so I needed you to calm down. I needed you to just relax, and now I could talk to you. Now we could talk to each other. You know, now you could come and talk to me, because now we are getting into what? Intimate prayer. We are getting into intimate session of prayer where we don't settle down. You don't settle down. You don't calm down. And now God just wants to speak to you, minister to you, and he wants you to minister to him. Let's not be the person in control all the time. I pray with you when I drive in my car. I pray with you, not saying all these are not bad. All these are good. But if you're going to give, if you want something, you're going to also have to give something. You know, let's not be in a place to where we receiving all the time. Let's be in a place to where we got to give up something. We got to give up something. Always remember, it's two in this relationship. It's you and the Lord. It's not you in the relationship by yourself. God is just a gentleman. He's not going to try to overpower your will, and he's not going to come in and try to overpower you and have control or go ahead and start flexing and say, no, this is what I want. He'll let you go ahead and have whatever you're saying and whatever direction that you want to go. He'll just let you go ahead and have it. Then he'll just sit over there. He'll just sit to the side like a gentleman and wait to him, and next thing you know, something happened, and you're going to be like, Lord, 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 and Lord be like, well, I tried to tell you, you know, but you decide to go your own route. You decide to do your own things. Hallelujah. Amen. Listen, I got a small session on this morning. If you got any questions, this is the perfect time where we got a small group, because, like I say, others got to get jump started. This is not no easy thing, especially coming off a pandemic. You know, people just done got into this rhythm within a couple of days. It's like 2 years, you know, 2 years or so of my own rhythm, especially dealing with prayer, getting up in the morning and all that. You know, really don't have nothing to sacrifice or much to sacrifice, and it's not something that is very easy now. Amen. You got any questions, go ahead and press 1 on your phone, and we're going to – and I love to answer some questions, especially we have this small setting. Go ahead and press 1 on your phone. Amen. So as we're going to begin into prayer, and as Pastor's going to begin to take you all into prayer, it's going to be some late night areas. It's going to be some late night things. I want you to get up. I want to speak to your spirit, because a lot of times once your body is so tired, and next thing you know, God wants you to get up, because guess what? God don't even want to talk to your flesh at that point. He want to talk to your spirit. Your spirit never sleeps. Your spirit is always up. It never sleeps. It's always up. So God, now he want to talk to your spirit, because once it done got into your spirit, you best believe it done got into you. And sometimes God got to let your flesh be wore out, let you be tired. Then he want to talk to us. Now it's the part that we're going to have to take control of our flesh. You know, like the man of God said, I said that earlier, that you got to go ahead and put your flesh under where? Under suggestion. And to have your flesh, to begin to take control of your flesh, very easy to put in on this suggestion. Now we're dealing with fasting. This is where fasting comes in at. It's begin to come in at, to begin to position you, sending you to tear down that flesh, to make the flesh come under suggestion. What is the flesh? The flesh is pretty much dealing with you. It's just pretty much just dealing with that part of you. That's your self-will, your self-will, pretty much what you like to do, you know, that goes against or having a fight against what you should be doing. Let me try to put it that way. You know, that's pretty much your flesh, you know. That's your flesh. You know you want to pray at 1 o'clock in the morning, right? But you got up, you looked at the clock, you seen it, but you were so tired, and you decide to say, well, let me go back to sleep for another 30 more minutes, and I get up at 1:30. Well, you had a time set at 1 o'clock, but now you looked up because of your flesh was tired, and you decide to make changes. So your will was to go ahead and start praying at 1:30, because why? This is the way I was feeling. I was just tired, and that sleep was so good. So it was so good to who? It was so good to you. So in other words, it was so good to your flesh, and you decide to, instead of you taking control of it, you decide to give into it and feed it a little bit more, or give it 1 or 2 more hours or a half an hour. So now you are not putting it on the suggestion. You are feeding it, even if you're giving it 30 more minutes. So now it's the flesh having control of us, and we are not having control of it. And that's why some of us throughout the day, self-control is not one of our strong points, because our flesh or our self-will is more stronger than the spirit that lies in us. And that's why we could get out so fast. We could get snappy so fast. Even though we have good character, but a lot of times the good character is not going to be, it's not going to show in our life. Y'all hear me? The good character is not going to show in our life. So we got to begin to practice, my God, as we intercede into prayer, we got to begin to practice, amen, all these things, putting these flesh under suggestion, fasting and praying, and begin to be in consecration where we can begin to take control of these different things, and we can begin to go into a place of intercessory prayer. I'm just doing a little teaching tonight before we begin to engage into the spirit realm, and trust me, we're going to engage in it very hard, amen. We're going to definitely engage in it to very hard. So before I get ready to go, let's go ahead and recap that at the end of the day, it's a give and take relationship. Understand this, and I'm just really trying to get your minds ready mentally to even engage in 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, and 3 o'clock prayer, 12 o'clock, and different things like that. So it's a give and take relationship, right? So now I cannot be the person that receive all the time or won't the individual to receive me all the time to where I can't receive the individual. It's a give and take relationship. The same way I decide to talk to God is the same way God decided he want to talk to me. And he might choose any type of hours to talk to me. So I got to make sure I am available to also talk to him as well. Y'all hear me? Also, we want to make sure we go before him, and as we go before in our regular prayer time, we're not bringing these issues. We're not bringing problems. If you already shared a petition with him concerning to you or concerning to a family member, we're going to leave it right there. We're going to get away from that part. We're going to get away from God going to do something for me. He got it. Trust me, he got it. He got the memo. He got everything that you don't produce. Let's begin to talk to him about us. Begin to talk to him about you. Begin to worship him, begin to love on him, begin to intercede on him. Amen. Begin to inquire the Lord about your life. Begin to inquire him about which way he wants you to go. How can you please him more? God, what is the steps where I can please you more? I want to please you. Different things. Begin to exalt him pretty much pertaining to you. And once you begin to exalt the Lord pertaining to you, you're going to begin to see that you and the Lord relationship is going to get stronger. And one thing I love about this, and trust me, Pastor knows exactly what he's talking about, because now once you begin to go and have issues and problems and circumstances, I'm to the point now, and this has been like this for years, to where when I begin to have issues and problems, first of all, I wait. I just don't even dive right into prayer like I used to. Things change with me, amen? And my wife could tell you how I handle different problems. Then I handle them totally different than 7 years ago or 8 years ago, amen? I just don't go dive right on the end and different things like that. I sit back and wait. I sit back and wait, and I don't even have these long, drawn-out prayers I go throughout the day. Why? Because I stay in commune with him. I stay and talk with him. You know, amen. And as we begin to discuss and I release it, share it with him, that's it. Then I go into this other form of prayer to where once it gets so tough and it gets so hot, I begin to, Lord, I need you to show up. I need you to go ahead and show up in this issue, and I need you to go ahead and take care of this issue. And majority of the time now, for about 3 or 4 years, before I even could speak, he'll come to me and tell me, he say, look, son, it's already all worked out. He come to me and just tell me and talk to me, and he deal with my wife a different way. He'll be able to deal with her with manifestation, you know. So before the manifestation comes, he'll been already told me I already got this taken care of, and he deals with my wife with manifestation. Amen. Then when she come and share with me, say, look, babe, God don't did this, God don't show out. And I just, you know, she used to it now because it's almost like a nonchalant look because I already knew it. Amen. I didn't have to go on the floor and spend 5 hours on that. And if I decided to go on the floor and spend 5 hours with the Lord, that's pretty much me pertaining to him, not pertaining to a petition or I'm trying to get him to do anything. Absolutely not. I didn't have to do all that. Why? Because it's the life that you live. It's going to speak for itself. This is why I tell people, don't play with your spiritual life. Don't go and backslide because somebody done influenced you, got in the ear. It's not worth it. It's not worth it. Amen? So now I'm in that level of intercessory prayer, and this is where God want to bring you guys, want to bring all of you at, because before you even think about it, God be like, hey, I already took care of it. Then now watch this, and this is, I'm building a strong prayer life. It's basically building a healthy relationship with God. That's building a healthy relationship with God. To build a strong prayer life, you are building a healthy relationship with God. As you building a healthy relationship with God, you building a healthy communicating or you a healthy part of you that is communicating with God. You cannot build a healthy relationship with God without having communication and proper communication with him and effective communication with him. Y'all hear me? So as you build your relationship with God, your prayer life is going to get stronger too. Your prayer life is going to get stronger. You know, I remember many of nights that me and my wife would just sit in the bed and she'll have something on her and she'll just go to talking and talk about a situation, this and that, and we'll just have communication. It's in an awkward part of the night. But guess what? That's where she chooses to feel like, hey, I want to talk. Same thing with the Lord. Hey, this is where I want to talk with you at. This is where I want to talk with you at. These are the areas to where I really want to help you, and that way when opposition comes, because trust me, brothers and sisters, opposition is going to come. Problems is going to, only way everything is going to stop once we transition out of this world. Other than that, things are going to happen. But I'd rather be in a position to where I'm stronger with the Lord, because a lot of things is really out of your hands. I'm stronger with the Lord, and all I have to just say, Lord, you know. And guess what? The problem is taken care of. So, you know, and another thing, as we get ready to get into prayer, I want you all to get out of these mental or your mind scripts. You know, your scripts, how you heard somebody to pray, you know, and all this stuff. Amen? All these scripts. I want you to develop your own style of prayer. Develop your own style of prayer. Amen? You come to the Father. I'm just going to show you key points as you come approach him, what we can begin to do. But at the end of the day, let's get out of these scripts. And so many of you lost with these scripts. You know, Father, in the name of Jesus, I want you to turn around and raise up brimstone fires and stuff like that. And you basically stand from something that you don't heard. You don't heard somebody pray like this, or you don't learn a style of prayer like this, but you don't even know what in the world you're saying or why you're saying it. Amen? So let's get out of these scripts, prayer, and let's get into, you're going to pray from the place of who you are, from your intellect, from your knowledge, from who you are. And all I'm going to give you some tools that help strengthen or polish or help you to make who you are. You're not praying according to pastor. You know, pastor pray according to the realm and the level that he's on for so many areas. Amen. Ministry, as an apostle, as a prophet, all this kind of stuff. You know, I mean, all kinds of stuff. But you're going to pray according to your level. And guess what? When you pray according to you and according to where you at, get out of all these scripts and all these script prayers and all this kind of stuff here, trying to make yourself sound, trying to make yourself sound spiritual. You know what I mean? Get out of that. Because, listen, when I get into it's a couple of forms of prayer that I do, but my personal prayer, or when I'm just dealing with the Lord, I'm not going spiritual deep. You know, I'm not going, I'm like, hey, what's up, Holy Ghost? Hey, Lord, what's up? Lord, look, Father. Sometimes I'll be like, look, Pops, you know, this is where I'm at. You know, this is the situation. I understand, you know, cool, you know. And there'll be other times where I'm in preparing for different assignments, different missions, to where I'm into that spiritual realm. I'm into that realm. But God wants you to be able to be who you are. And a lot of times we've been dressing and masking our communication with God according to script. We feel like this is the way he wants. Baby, he wants you to present yourself as a living sacrifice. He wants you to strip yourself naked. He wants you who you are. He knows that you might not have this, have that, and all that. It's not even much about that. It's nothing different that I can just say this, that he ain't going to manifest or do for you. Listen, you all, healing is healing. Healing is healing. Deliverance is deliverance. Y'all hear me? My God Almighty, God, a breakthrough is a breakthrough. It doesn't matter how I said it. All that matters, God heard me and I got my breakthrough. Y'all hear me this morning? So let's get out of these scripts. Let's begin to be comfortable of who we are. Let's begin to be comfortable of who you are. You know, it's one a pastor that I was listening to her the other day, and she was just going off, and she just said something that is very profound, and she just said something to where it blessed my heart, and I said, you're absolutely right. And she said, look, she said, I know that I got gays going in that is in my church. You know, I got people that is gay or homosexuality. They go in my church. She said, all the difference is with my people pertaining to your people, at least my people is out of the closet. But it's my job to still love them. It's my job to still feed them. My job to still care for them. You know, so much of the gospel trying to do things a certain type of way. But at the end of the day, if they are sold, that's what God wants. And I'm in the business for soul. I'm not in the business for your ways and your actions or whatever. I'm in the business for soul. And I thank God that they already reveal who they are. That's one step to deliverance. First of all, you have to come out and be who you are. for God to be able to help you, you have to be who you are. And that's basically what Pastor is saying. For God to be able to help you, develop you, show you areas that you need help, be who you are. And guess what? It's going to make this journey fun. You're going to love to have this journey because now you're going to be who you are and without all these scripts. Amen? Amen? Father, I need you to turn the water and let it flow over here. Holy Ghost, please reveal to me who's coming at me and who's doing all this stuff. Get out of that, y'all, let's get out of that. We're not getting into that. Be who you are. Baby, if that's all you know, our Father, which are in heaven, hallowed be our name. Because why? It's not so much of the words that God is listening to. Listen, God don't deal with the words. He deals with your heart. He knows what you're saying. So I get when people might want to say, they say, hey, you need to go and call God Jehovah. Don't call him God. That is a white person name. They gave him that. Call him Yahweh. Call him Yahshua. You know, all this kind of stuff here. Baby, let me tell y'all something. Get out of that. God is intelligent enough to know what you're trying to say and where you're coming from. He's very intelligent. He's not an ignorant person to where he needs human education to bring him or to move him. He already knows. Because at the end of the day, if he said, I searches your heart, baby, he already knows. He don't need human education or man natural education to get him to do things or get him to move and move for you. And this is how a lot of people get caught up into people, different types of teaching and be all over the place because we thinking we got to do much more than what we're doing. No, be who you are. Somebody tap this. Y'all send this text to me and to the family text. Be who you are. Y'all hear me? Well, Pastor, I got a lot going on. Good. Be who you are. Y'all hear me? Good. Be who you are. And so many people not being who they are. And God says, listen, I can't even deal with a petition with you because I'm still trying to stop you trying to be fake. It's irritating me because you using somebody else's word. You know, prayer is between you and him talking. One of the prime examples, then I'm going to get out of here, you all. One of the prime examples that I love this individual because they just who they are. They ain't trying to be like nobody else. Pretty much just about everybody in the Bible that God dealt with on that level, they was like who they are. Number one, Moses. Moses was an individual to where he had all that. Listen, y'all read Moses. Moses didn't had all that prayer, beautiful prayer speech. Moses was talking to God just like he's talking to a human being. He's talking to God like he's talking to what? His supervisor or his boss man. Y'all hear me? Moses didn't have all that. Even when Moses went up on the mountain to meet with God and they wrote the Ten Commandments, Moses was down there talking about the people. Lord, these old stiff-necked jokers here. Get your people's God. He wasn't coming, oh, Father, shed on the Moshiyane. Listen, if that part of intercession triggering you, well, that's triggering in you. But at the end of the day, don't try to provoke something to happen. Be who you are and let it happen. Let it happen. Be who you are and let it happen. Don't feel like I need to do this for this to happen. No, you don't. No, you don't. Baby, I'm telling you all, for the last about 5 or 6 years, I don't seen the Lord done did more for me. Just was standing up and just saying, Father, you know, than me just laying on the ground crying out. Now when you see me interceding on the place of different position and prosper, laying on the ground, it's pertaining to the assignment. It's pertaining to him. So I'm into a spiritual realm now, pertaining to him, but just me. This brother here, I'm who I am. Amen? So let's get ready to get out of here. And I hope that helps some of you all as we're getting ready to launch and continue to launch into prayer, especially get into it. Listen, you all, are we going to go ahead and get started on tonight? Let's get started on tonight. Amen. We're going to go into prayer. I want to go into prayer. And I want to ease you in it. So we're going to go into 11:30 tonight. 11:30 tonight, we're going to go into intercessory prayer. We're going to begin to pray, and we're going to begin to go into this. Now, prayer, I want y'all to know something. Prayer is different forms. Prayer is just not all about, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I want you to do this, or you want you to do that. Prayer is pertaining to also the fivefold office. Sometimes in prayer, God begins to switch and teach. He'll begin to prophesy. You know, I know what people told you, say, well, this is prayer. You know, also, that's still communication. These are verbal, spiritual attributes. Amen. And he could switch. We could begin to talk. He could go into warfare, then begin to talk. And this is where you make yourself available to the Spirit, and we begin to pray and begin to deal with what is the need is, or what God decides, whatever the will of the Lord is. Y'all hear me? And sometimes we want to do that. And sometimes you all in your own prayer time, sometimes God wants you to just hush, and he want to teach you. And he's going to talk to you and just go ahead and teach you. And that's in your prayer time. He does that as well. Amen. So we're going to get doing. Let's go ahead and get going. I promise Pastor is not going to mess up y'all Christmas. We're going to be fine. But I want to get y'all geared up because God wants to give you all anointing and to get ready to set you all off. But let's go ahead and get geared up. So tonight at 11:30, we're going to go ahead and get geared up. Pretty sure that the other ones, everybody else, they'll be able to manage that time, and hopefully we can get them on board so they could go ahead and move forward. And let's go ahead and get into prayer, and we're going to go ahead and get into intercession prayer, and we're going to start consecrating. We're going to fasting. We're going to start getting our spirits ready, amen, to get ready to receive a release by the time this end of the year. We want to go ahead and receive that deposit. We're not doing this for, I want you all to know something, we are not doing this for 2023. No, we're not. We are doing this because we're getting God to release a deposit in us, and we also strengthen and building our relationship and also our prayer life with who? With the Lord. It ain't about 2023, because at the end of the day, we want to make sure we're doing this for us, not for no year, because God don't even deal with years. He don't deal with times like we do anyways. You know, so it's not even for that. It's for us. Amen. Let's go ahead and get geared up, family. We thank you all for tuning in. I see y'all tonight at 11:30, and we're going to go ahead and begin to launch this off and get ready to get into a prayer. And I just pray that the Spirit of the Lord begin to rest upon you all and begin to condition your spirit to go ahead and get ready to spend time with him, and as he begin to rest upon you. All right, tonight at 11:30, see you then. God bless you all.